Support for the PWTcast is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's Performance Package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off, a whole ass 20% off, and free worldwide shipping with the code PWTcast at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, it's about 14 million balls. All right. So if you have balls, head on over to Manscaped and use promo code PWTcast for 20% off and free worldwide shipping. And now, on to the show.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall. Hailing from the Pro Wrestling Tees headquarters in Chicago, Illinois, he is your host of the PWTcast, Scrumps!
Bang, bang, what is up, you guys? Welcome to episode 224 of the PWTcast. My name is Scrump.
My name is Drew.
This is the official podcast of Pro Wrestling Tees. If you already aren't, make sure you're following us over on social media. We're at PWTcast on Instagram and Twitter, as well as patreon.com/PWTcast. It's a back-to-back Kurt Russell week here on the Patreon. They weren't originally advertised, but last week I put up Death Proof with myself and Jesse Kohlenberg, and then tentatively scheduled this week, it'll be myself and one of my coworkers, Raul. It's gonna be his first time. I don't know. It might be his first time on a podcast, but it'll be his first time joining us here. We're gonna be talking about another fucking Kurt Russell classic in The Thing. I'm very excited. I've never watched The Thing. So it's
that's a good one.
Yeah, and it's funny because in that episode with Jesse, he and I just start fucking sucking Kurt Russell's dick and we're like, oh, he's the best. He's so good, and we love him. And I was like, oh man, I want to do more Kurt Russell, which I think he and I were like, maybe we'll do The Thing, but I'm doing it with Raul. And it's funny because I remember at one point I was like, I think I'm gonna do an all Ryan Gosling month, just because there's so many fucking Ryan Gosling movies. Yeah. But I didn't. Maybe in the future. But yeah, that'll be over on the Patreon. And if you can't do Patreon, no worries. If you want to listen to some more of me and Drew, tune in Wednesday for episode 31, where Drew and I will be talking Will Smith, Usher, MERS, Title Fight, Glorilla, Black Pumas, Eladio Carrion, and Tired Pony. Very fun episode. I mean, they all are. I love all of them. But Drew, I told you just right before we started recording, I'm upset that I missed out my opportunity to be in a music video.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. So there's there's these videos on TikTok that, again, every now and then, like the algorithm will come up with some sort of meme or something funny, and I love it. When there's either two things. One is, astrologically, like Drew and I are such astrological people now, but especially listen, today the episode this drops is the full moon and solar eclipse. Things are happening, people. Let me tell you what. Fucking Vivian told me last week, Mercury retrograde starts the first. I know Wes is loving this right now. She told me that means people and things, fucking from the past are gonna come up, and boy, did they, Drew. Fucking, I had a very interesting Friday. I can fucking tell you what. I was a blast from the past.
Couple blasts from the past.
Fucking three back to back, brother. I am hoping that it is a slow Monday. But one of the videos that I see is, there was a video which, listen, I will never understand people that make videos of themselves crying and posting them. Yeah. I won't ever fucking do that. No. I'll cry. I mean, I'm the same. I've cried on podcasts.
You'll make a podcast.
Yeah, I'll make a podcast about it, not a fucking video. Come on.
Yeah.
It was like this one girl, because she was just crying about being like a single mom, and this guy made a song about it. I'm gonna play the song for you. Here it is. This is a song. It's like,
you let him hit it wrong. You didn't have second thoughts. Now you a single mom. Now you a single mom. You said I'ma have this kid. Don't care if he's here or not. But now you a single mom. Now you a single mom. Now you a single.
And listen, I, depending on the situation, you know,
uh-huh.
I have empathy. Again, depending on the situation. Like,
yeah.
My sister wound up, she wound up being a single mom twice, but that's because fucking the first one, she got pregnant at 17 and is a fucking bum and
yeah.
left, you know? And the second one was a fucking loser. And so she left, you know?
Yeah.
But dude, how, like, the amount of girls that I fucking know, that's like, we're dating fucking losers, had a fucking kid. And it's like, no, yeah, that's what you fucking, I'm sorry. It's like, yeah, that's what you fucking get. Everyone told you, don't fucking have yeah. this fucking loser's kid. And you did it anyway, you know?
Yeah.
And it's, and for some reason, it's always like a kid named Aiden. Oh my God, dude. It's always, listen, if I had a dollar for every single mom that I met with a fucking kid named Aiden, I'm not even kidding. Uh-huh. I'd probably have enough to fill up a fucking gas tank. And, this, and this, you know, like, I'm not even fucking joking. But, yeah, that, so, you know, I do have sympathy. Because, again, sometimes it's something, I don't, regardless, apparently, that guy was filming a music video for that in the parking lot of the Chuck E. Cheese that's literally 5 minutes. I could walk there right now in 5 minutes. I could drive yeah. there in one. It's right there. And it was like in, because we just recorded an episode of Music Box. And when I was, you know, we went and took our piss break. And so I was like just scrolling TikTok and I saw that he was filming a fucking music video. And I was like, no, like even I would have just shown up just to see. I didn't have to be in it.
Yeah.
But just to have seen that, I'm like, oh, that would have been fucking awesome. Especially because that's like the Chuck E. Cheese that I grew up going to that I'm like,
yeah,
why that one? Why, yeah. like, why there? I don't know why, but that would have been amazing.
Yeah, man. I mean, he must be super local.
I think so. It's yeah, a very specific location.
Yeah. So, but man, fuck. You missed out, bro. You missed out.
We did. Oh, very quickly, yeah. though, I did want to shout out. I guess I don't talk about it enough, but prowrestlingtees.com/PWTcast. You know, you can buy yourself a PWTcast. If you want to be like fucking Jonathan Mayer and rock your fucking PWTcast merch on YouTube, you know, you can fucking mm-hmm. pick up a sweater. We have shorts, sweatpants, t-shirts. And hats, much like our buddy Joe Rosado. He fucking picked up a hat about a week or so ago. Raul was like, hey, look, he's like, someone bought a hat. So I fucking threw in some stickers. So hopefully he meant to buy her a hat and wasn't like, oh, I wanted a Pro Wrestling Tees hat. And it's like, well, you got a PWT cast hat instead. so shout out him because, yeah, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out Joe. Let's hear some.
Helps us. Yeah, helps us, you know. Do all the plans of the future that we have together.
Oh yeah, dude. So yeah, Drew and I are fucking, the boys are getting back together.
That's right.
Yeah, sooner rather than later. I don't know if I talked about it on here.
I don't think so. I mean it would have just been like when we went and we did the music box the other day. It was just, that's when it all just kind of came together. Yeah.
So
when I don't even think you, I mean, I think you talked about making the 2-hour drive down, like when I was there, but I don't think you've said anything really since then.
So yeah, so there's like it's like an hour drive to St. Louis.
Yeah.
So I figured, yeah. you know what? I figured the A show is putting on a pay-per-view in April. You know, fucking dream matches, such a fucking awesome card from top to bottom.
Yeah.
So I should drive to St. Louis to see AEW Dynasty. You know, the A show.
Yeah. Exactly.
And originally my plan was I was going to drive in day of and drive in same day out as, I don't know,
yeah.
you know, I was like, I've never really.
It's a quick drive.
It's like a 40 minute drive at yeah. most top.
It's like going to the Now Arena.
Now Arena might actually be farther. I was like, oh, I'll just a quick day trip, you know, like. Mm-hmm. As much as everyone's always like, Chicago is so dangerous, I think St. Louis is like the murder capital.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so I was like, I don't know. I was like, I'll figure something. I'll make a day trip of it. I'm apparently now going for work as myself and Jeremy Zaha. You know, he's been on here plenty of times. We're going to be going down there for work purposes. So we're going to be driving down there in the van, you know, driving down there, I think, that Saturday, coming back Monday, which is fun because, you know, like I've talked about, like I got to do something. I'm going to go on a fucking, even if it's a day trip, I was thinking maybe just drive somewhere fucking cool in Michigan. Because I, at one point, you know, I got, one of my things has been, I want to travel some more. And in January, yeah, I went to Cozumel. In February, I went to Decatur. And there's 1 week left of March. So I was like, I got to go somewhere. I want to go somewhere. Mm-hmm. And at one point yesterday, I thought maybe I'll go to the Indianapolis Comic Con because it was going on. I was like, oh, I've been to Indianapolis Comic Con before. But there was also just no one really I wanted to see. Like, Christian Haydenson and Rosario Dawson were there, but like, I don't fucking, you know, it's just like, it's fine. Like, I don't really need to see them. I'll probably see, I mean, if Rosario does Chronicon in October, that would be fucking cool. Because I just don't want to spend a lot of fucking money. You know, literally just like a quick day thing. So I don't know. I guess you guys will know where I'm at next week. But as far as April, fucking scratching St. Louis off there, and you know, aside from the road podcast I'm gonna force Jeremy to do with me, I might not be the only you know, fella that I podcast with.
No, you won't be, because I've already booked the flight, so
yeah, Drew will be joining us.
I fly in Friday and leave Monday, so I got to figure out something to do while on the hours that you're not there. I did see the Cardinals are playing at home, so maybe I'll just go watch a baseball game.
Yeah, man, that's baseball you like.
Yeah, I like baseball. I like the baseballs.
I just like the hats. I don't really care much for the sport. I like the hats.
Yeah, me too. I don't like these dad hats that are everywhere. I like a good structured hat. I'm an old man.
See, I'm an old man now because I wear dad hats.
Yeah, I hear. But all the kids wear dad hats, so it doesn't make any sense. They're kid hats.
I don't know where I got it, but it's like
dads wear fucking baseball hats.
Well, see, like the one you're wearing now, like I don't know the measurement of my head, so that's why I always like I would prefer a snapback or a dad hat because I can just adjust it.
Yeah. There's a place called Lids, and I believe there's one right down the road from you, because I think I walked past one that you can just go in there and try a hat on and go, oh, that's my size.
Yeah, but
yeah, who's got the time?
Yeah, who's got the time?
Who's got the time for a stroll to Wicker Park? Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm excited. It'd just be a good time, I think. So,
yeah.
Plus, you know, I'm pretty excited about this Danielson Ospreay match. And like Okada, like that's like the one guy that I haven't seen that I want to see. And it'll like I can just stop watching, like going to live wrestling now, because that'll knock that off the list.
Yeah, I mean, and it'll be pretty exciting because this week Okada won the Continental title. From Eddie Kingston, and it looks like they're building, I mean, the way they have, to Pac versus Okada, which, fuck yeah.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Pac is one of those dudes who, like, I know some people are like, oh, like, you should be doing more with him. Listen, by all accounts, this guy is fucking happy flying in every X amount of months from the UK, doing some cool shit, then fucking off. That's what makes a man happy. By all means, dude, because
let him be happy.
Let him be fucking happy. Anytime Pac shows up on my screen, I'm never going to fucking say no. Yeah. You know, I remember when him and Kenny had like one of my favorite matches just in general. But I remember being there. Yeah. I remember them crashing on top of me was fucking Kenny versus Pac 2 out of 3 falls match. And yeah, fucking them crashing literally right on top, like almost getting kicked in the head by, it was either Pac or Kenny. And I was just like, this is, I fucking love wrestling. Wrestling is the fucking best. But yeah, you know, they, Okada won the Continental title from Eddie Kingston. Mm-hmm. And so it looks like they're going with Pac versus Okada, which, dude, even if, like, because again, I think the only announced match so far is Ospreay versus Danielson. But like, if the top three matches are Pac versus Okada, Danielson, Ospreay, and fucking Samoa Joe versus Swerve, that's worth the fucking 20-minute drive to St. Louis.
Exactly.
By itself, dude. Like, that is fucking worth it. Like,
yeah,
you know, it's, and it's funny because, again, like I mentioned, you know, the A show, it's just, it's one of those, you know, everyone's like, oh, you're going to WrestleMania, and no, I'm not. But it, like, it's also just like, there's, again, there's just nothing that I would fucking, that I want to see, you know. At best, it's like, was Cody going to win the title? Maybe. I hope he cut this fucking awesome promo, you know, this like heel fucking promo on Roman. And it's, at this point, I'm just like, I don't, like, just fucking, I don't even care. No more face-to-faces. No more, just fucking go ahead. Just chill for the next 2 weeks. There's nothing you can do that's going to hype me up anymore. Like, just get it over with. I just... yeah, let's just fucking get this over with already. And that would probably be the only thing. And again, there's nothing else. And it's not even like the cynic in me where I'm like, WWE doesn't put on anything good. It's just me. Nothing appeals to me. I mean, like, I don't know, of anything they've announced so far for WrestleMania, like, is there anything? And I guess it's unfair to compare it to the Dynasty card so far, because listen, Pac versus Okada and Ospreay versus fucking Danielson, it's gonna be better than any of the matches on two nights. I don't care. Argue with yourself. Like, it's just it's fact. It just will. I'm sorry. Yeah. Those two matches are just gonna be better than anything. So obviously they don't have the capability to put on anything of that, unless all of a sudden they're just like, fuck it. Hey guys, if it's fucking cool with everyone, we're just gonna do fucking, like, I don't know, Gunther versus fucking AJ Styles or something, you know, just some like out of the blue match. Like, is that cool?
Well, that's actually where I was going to go, like, because it is it's Gunther versus Sammy. So that's going to be a fucking good match. So, that'll be,
I forgot about that.
It'll be 2 years in a row that fucking Gunther will probably steal the fucking, like, have the match of the fucking two nights. So, cause that one with fucking Drew and Sheamus last year was fucking awesome. So, I mean, who'd have known that this Walter/Gunther guy could have some good matches, you know?
When you let them, right?
Crazy.
What happens when you just let a wrestler wrestle?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm actually like, I don't know. It seems to be getting semi convoluted, like, with everything, but like the, Io and Bayley, like those two, like I just like those two are like really good in ring performers, and Io is just so, like, she's fucking next level, and Bayley is always that good, like, number two to that. So I think that'll be a good match. The build up is, like I said, it's getting very convoluted, but yeah, it's like, it's one of those ones where it's just like, okay, well, they'll get it done in the ring.
Yeah, that's definitely one of those matches where I don't understand the lack of build for it, you know, because again, especially it's like it's two personalities, two wrestlers, and a storyline that they've been building for a fucking minute now. It just, I don't know if it I mean, there's still about, I mean, there's what, this week and then next week, there's 2 weeks left. I hope they can find something within the next week to sort of ramp that fucking story up and get the ball rolling. Cause yeah, I mean, realistically, honestly, it's probably 1 week. Cause it's usually that last SmackDown before Mania. That's like a nothing show. So yeah, I don't know. You know, it's, And it's funny too, because it's one of those. So I've never been a fan of LA Knight. Like I wasn't a fan of him when he was in Impact. I wasn't a fan of him when he was here, you know, in WWE, especially because his gimmick was just like, oh, I'm the Rock. And now it's like, well, we have him. You know, we don't need you. We have him.
It kind of reminds me of when, like I always thought that with, Alexa Bliss, like she was like, you know, dollar store version of Toni Storm, and then they had Toni Storm, and I was like, well, we don't really need Alexa Bliss anymore.
Dude, to an even, you know what? I'll take one even further.
Yeah.
Do you remember Bull Dempsey?
Yes.
When Bull Dempsey, they were trying to build him as like their version of Kevin Owens.
Bull. Yeah.
And then they signed Kevin Owens, and he became some like weird, goofy, like comedy act. Cause it's like, yeah, man, we have the real deal. You know, we don't need fucking, we don't need Walmart branded cola. We have Coke.
Yeah, exactly.
Coca-Cola proper. Dude, you know, it's speaking in WWE, just keeping it in the parlance though. Mm-hmm. If you know me, I've always been one. Bret Hart was right about fucking everything.
But, absolutely.
But specifically with fuck Goldberg. I've never cared for Goldberg. I've never liked Goldberg. I've just always fucking just like, get this fucking old loser off my TV. I don't give a fuck.
I was an Attitude Era guy, and me and my brother were always like, this fucking, again, why would we fucking, you know, like, we have Stone Cold at home. Why are we going to go out to watch this fucking shittier version of him?
Yeah, it's just I've never fucking cared ever. Dude, like, and this fucking loser goes on, it's like some fucking video, I don't know, this is some interview he's doing, and he's like, yeah, he's like, oh, mind you, notoriously the fucking Click have never liked him. And he's like, yeah.
When you unite the Click and Bret Hart, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah. You know, and yeah, and like he fucking, you know, and he's always just like, oh, well, I said I'm sorry. It's like, yeah, you can say you're sorry, but like Bret Hart is also allowed to be upset that you fucking
ended his career.
You ended his career. He's allowed to be upset. You can apologize all you want, you know. He can also fucking talk shit and should rightfully talk shit every chance he gets. Look, you know, Bret Hart could have and should have fucking had a Sting-like retirement.
Yeah.
You know? And he didn't. Because you fucking concussed him, you fucking idiot. But he goes, yeah, he's doing this interview and he talks about, he's like, they had some Asian girl and my fucking streak. First off, Asuka on her worst day is a better fucking wrestler than Pete Goldberg. And again, I don't care. Yeah. Like, don't be like, well, you don't understand because you weren't there. I don't give a fuck. I don't.
No, I was there and it wasn't fucking good.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, it was bullshit.
You know, and it's just like, that was her whole thing. They should have, also, they've had wrestlers with streaks before then. Like, you aren't the only wrestler to have ever had a streak. And then they
ever hear of Andre the Giant?
Yeah, like, that was her fucking thing. That was one of the things. They've adopted his sin son for so many fucking people. Tatanka had a fucking undefeated streak. Jay Cargo had a fucking undefeated streak. Like, it's not a your thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, think about like a specific fucking storyline for someone. Fucking, you know, but it's like, you know, it's not like, oh, Kurt Angle, you know, like they've had Olympic gold medalists since then, but you know, they still, he's the fucking Olympic gold medalist, Kurt Angle. Like that's just been his thing. It's not like they did that with you. It was just one aspect of your character.
Yeah.
And then he fucking
takes. And then when they ended it, you had no fucking character.
Yeah. Like it exposed you because guess what? Once they ended Asuka's streak, she's still been fucking going. She loses at WrestleMania to fucking Charlotte and it's not like, and she disappeared. And we never saw her again. No, she's kept it going because she's fucking more than just a streak. She always has and always was. And yeah, for you to be one so dismissive, like they had some girl. Again, it's not some girl. It's fucking Asuka, dude. Like Asuka, Kana, whatever you want to fucking call her. Again, on her worst day, better than fucking you. Let's just establish that. I hate the whole, like, well, no one knows who Asuka is. No one knows who fucking Goldberg is. Like, if, you know, sorry, like, if you're fucking over 30, yeah, you probably know who fucking Goldberg is. But again, in the parlance of fucking modern wrestling, no one gives a fuck. I'm sorry, no one does. And it is even more evident of when he was in WWE, and no one gave a fuck. Don't pretend. Like, let's all be fucking serious adults. Let's fucking have an adult conversation. There was nothing Goldberg did where people fucking liked. There was nothing Goldberg did that was of any relevancy, helped put anyone over. Nothing. He didn't put fucking Bray Wyatt over. He didn't put fucking Brock over. He didn't put fucking Taker over. He didn't put fucking Roman over. Those guys put him over. Like, let's just fucking establish that. No one was like, again, if you're going on fucking legendary fucking wrestlers going on their fucking retirement tour, his was not fucking one that clicked. And also, yeah, it probably didn't fucking help that the click was the one who was fucking running things, dude. It's just, it's that. Yeah. That's wrestling. It's wrestling is all fucking politics. But then he goes on to fucking say, he's like, yeah, he's like, it, you know, he's like, oh, it's no coincidence that, you know, he's like, it's just because I was there. He goes, then all of a sudden, he's like, everyone starts using the spear as their finisher. Dude, your finisher was the jackhammer. Your finisher was the jackhammer. Like, let's fuck, you know, that's like a fucking, again, Kurt Angle was like, oh, great. They fucking hate me. Now everyone's using a suplex.
Yeah.
The spear was your fucking setup move.
Yeah.
Your finisher was the jackhammer. If everyone started using the jackhammer, sure, I get it. But look at like Shawn Michaels, who his finisher was the fucking sweet chin music.
Yeah.
Now a super kick is just a move. That is the way wrestling works. That is the way, the same way that
the DDT,
fucking sweet chin music, fucking Canadian Destroyer. Like it is just the way wrestling evolves. But he's like, yeah, he's like, everyone uses it. And yeah, guess what, man? They all do it fucking better than you could. Back then, sure, in your prime, yeah, you fucking destroyed dudes in half. Awesome. At 50, when you were out there fucking doing it, it looked like dog shit. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know, and it's also, it's that where it's like, everyone has their own different versions. Charlotte's is different from Edge's. That's different from fucking Roman's. That's different from Bobby Lashley's. That's different from Braun Breaker's. That's different from Rhino's. Like, everyone has their own fucking spin on it. Like, it's just, it's so fucking, it was one of those where I was like, fuck you. Goldberg is right. I hope Brett fucking talks even more shit. I hope he doubles down on you. Yeah. And I'm like, good. I'm so happy that they gave that to Asuka. It was just one of those things where it's like, these just bitter old dudes, they have nothing better to complain about. Like, dude, they unceremoniously fucking dumped you once fucking Vince left because they knew that you weren't worth a fucking you weren't worth a paper your contract was fucking signed on. Like, and again, I know I'm fucking riding this dude, I'm being hard on him, but it's just one of these things. There's nothing more that I hate than these fucking losers who, like, got their 15 minutes and, you know, it's like, yeah, no, I'm fucking better. Like your fucking Disco Infernos or your fucking Vince Russos or your Goldbergs. It's like, you don't know shit. Like, wrestling has evolved and you haven't. So fuck off, because it's just like, you're not needed. Your opinion is not relevant.
No, dude. And like, it's like, for one, my brother is just so happy right now because he loves Brett. Brett has always been his favorite wrestler. And two, he's also always hated fucking Goldberg. Like,
wait, even which brother? That,
Darren.
That's why we love Darren, dude.
That's right. So like, dude, like, and like Brett, every time he, like you said, every time he talks, you're just like, yeah, it's like, show me where he's wrong. Show me where he's wrong. Like, Triple H, 4 out of 10, like that whole thing. Like, I've always kind of felt that about Triple H. Like, his matches weren't, like, they weren't great. He has a fucking great character and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, he's never fucking putting up a Brett style match. And hey, again, wrestling is fucking different flavors of ice cream. So like, he did his fucking flavor well, but it's not the flavor that, like, you know, he's never going to put up that fucking 10 out of 10 match, the 5-star match. So yeah, like, yeah, Brett, absolutely. Brett is the fucking man. It's like, and then like, I remember just like several years ago going back and like, what was I, Oh, I started to just watch like the ascension of like, because I just basically wanted to rewatch like when I started watching wrestling, like that 96 to like basically when it got kind of like too crazy. Mm-hmm. And like, dude, those fucking Brett matches, like, geez, like, dude, like, goddamn, like, he would have been like, he would have fit right. He still would have outworked half the fucking people in 2024. That's how good he was in 1994 and 5.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking crazy.
I mean, dude, again, it's like, there's a reason why people are always like, oh, Shawn Michaels, Eddie, fucking Brett.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To this day, it's like, yeah, because those fucking dude, you know, it's like, because they were so mm-hmm. good. They were so yeah. good and fucking. You know, if Eddie was still around, I hope he'd be more Sting than he is Jericho. You know, in yeah. that, like,
yeah.
he would have called it quits when he should have, instead of mm-hmm. fucking leeching on to whoever's the hot commodity. You know,
yeah.
Shawn knew when to hang it up. Brett was forced to hang it up. But, you know, but someone mm-hmm. like, which is funny, it's like the discourse online too. I don't know how it got started, but they were just like, yeah, Kurt Angle was just an okay wrestler. Excuse me? Fucking Kurt Angle? All timer.
No.
Like,
yes.
All fucking timer. He, you yeah. know, it's.
And like every match that was fucking excellent from him, he had something severely wrong with him.
Like, dude, yes, you know, and again, a guy who could be a comedy, he could be a comedic wrestler, he uh-huh. could be a serious wrestler, a technical wrestler. It's just yeah. like any spot you put him in, he fucking fill mm-hmm. the mold. And you know, for people to be like, well, he's not that great, go fuck yourself. Like, he is one mm-hmm. of the fucking all-time greats. Like, it's just
yeah, like we talk about in an upcoming episode of the Music Box, like him and that, him and Shawn, like
the best man,
dude, him and Brock.
I, yeah, like
he, that at 19, like that one was a fucking good one,
dude.
That's where fucking Brock breaks his neck on the Shooting Star Press. Like, fucking,
there's a really like underrated match, or just not talked mm-hmm. about as much as people should. Mm-hmm. It is Kurt Angle versus Undertaker at No Way Out. This is right before WrestleMania 22, which I think Taker's talked about that match was supposed to be on the card, but because of Eddie's death, and you know, it's like, oh, Ray's gonna get mm-hmm. the title, so they do the instead of getting the belt on Randy to give to Ray, they just do the triple threat instead. But it's a badass fucking, because this is like Undertaker UFC fucking gimmick, and there's like a badass promo between the two where he's like, you know, he's like, guess, like Kurt Angle, something along the lines of like, guess what, he's like, when I get in that ring, I have no soul either. He's like, I'm a fucking suplex machine. And it's just like a badass match between these two dudes, again, at that point had fucking wrestled each other ad nauseum, but like you know, it's and like, I think it's on that same, because next week's episode of the Music Box is gonna be like WrestleMania theme song, so we get into talking mm-hmm. about like WrestleMania, as I think it's on that one that I talk about, where it's like Undertaker was like wasted for most of his prime, you know, it's not until like the later years where it's just like, oh yeah, now he gets to wrestle Edge and Triple H and Shawn Michaels and Cena and like Batista and these dudes who are like, you're gonna make him look like a fucking $1 million, not Giant Gonzalez and the Great Khali.
Yeah, I mean, you think about like, so he fucking, he comes in 90, and it's not until 96 when he gets with that, with Foley. Like, that's like, imagine the first 6 years of your career, you're just given all these fucking like giants that are just fucking slow and everything like that. Like, that, like, and the fact that he was still able to stay relevant out of that and having that silly fucking gimmick, like, that's what, like, you know, people give him a lot, but it's like, dude, he had to pretend to be a fucking literal zombie for the first 6 years. Like, try that now and see if you can make it 6 months.
Yeah, like, listen, I hate that he's a bootlicking fucking cop
like,
lover.
I fucking love The Undertaker. I hate Mark Calloway. Yeah. That's all I gotta say. Yeah.
But yeah, no, he's definitely, again, his later years where it's, and mm-hmm. again, sucks that it's just like, yeah, you probably should have. He probably could have.
Yeah.
And should have taken off some time, healed those fucking hips up, yeah, gotten fucking better. And honestly, probably he'd be still going.
Mm-hmm.
But he just, yep, you know, one of these fucking Vince McMahon soldiers that gave his body and just, yeah, now he's fucking wrecked. Like,
yeah,
I think he's like Mick Foley level of fucking wrecked where it's just like,
yeah,
like I can barely walk now, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, honestly, it's probably a good thing that he had such fucking, like, didn't really have to do much the first 6 years because, you know, because once he starts, he's fucking, you know, he starts doing the fucking plancha and well, or the, yeah, the
over the top the fucking tope dive. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, I mean, Jesus, you know, to even sort of transition into someone else who's, you know, older now, that these two dudes just had a fucking awesome match, Christian and Edge. Two yeah, dudes that were retired, took X amount of time off, and look at them now. They're on fire. They just had yeah, a fucking awesome street fight. You know, Edge won the TNT title. And, like, good. Good for them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like there is room on that roster for those dudes because, you know, your Ospreys, your Takeshitas, your Daniel Garcias, they need people to work with and make them look legit. They don't have to yeah, win. They don't have no, to fucking win. They don't have to fucking come out, you know, invincible in that. But you, again, look at a John Cena mm-hmm, beating Undertaker, beating fucking, you know, well, actually, he didn't wrestle one-on-one with The Undertaker. When he was John Cena, he did wrestle him for the fucking title, you know,
yeah,
in like 2003, but this is different. Yeah. That was rapper John Cena. But, yeah, but yeah, again, working with your Shawn Michaels, your Kurt Angles, your Triple H's, like, yeah, you're gonna look legit and, you know, you're gonna win, but it's just, you need the rub. That is wrestling. You know, mm-hmm, it's like you can't. Everyone is gonna go into the booker's office and pitch, and I'm the world champion and I beat every person. You know, and it's just like, you sure? Like, you got anything else? Because that's the same fucking storyline that all your coworkers just pitched, and yeah, it only, you know, some people will get that. Some people, mm-hmm, they're going to fucking say, yeah, this fucking 22-year-old kid named, this 19-year-old fucking named Brock Lesnar, yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to mm-hmm, strap the rocket on him, and he's going to fucking come in and beat everyone. He's going to beat Hogan. He's going to beat fucking The Rock. He's going to beat everyone.
Yeah.
And people will, you know, be like, oh, yeah, he's legit. He's the next big thing.
Yeah.
But with some people, you know, it's going to be like, no, you know what? Hangman's not going to get the title. He's going to fucking come up short. He's going to fucking mm-hmm, lose. And then he's going to fucking climb. Not, then Sisyphus, no, he's going to fucking lose again. And then fucking when the moment's fucking right, we're going to pull the trigger on him. And holy shit, he's going to be Kenny Omega at fucking full gear. And the storyline fucking comes full circle.
Yeah.
You know, like it's just, it's one of those things where it's like the, there's very much like let it play out crowd, but that's typically yeah, when it's like fucking some dog shit storyline and they're like, no, it's cool, let it play out, they know what they're doing. But sometimes it's that, like, again, you can't, the storyline can't be fucking they beat everyone, like yeah, there has to be some substance to it. Again, look at the fucking, you know, one of the, at least to me, one of the fucking better storylines that have been built, Swerve and Hangman. Hangman has not beat fucking Swerve. They've had now four matches.
Mm-hmm.
He has not beat him once. And when he does, it's going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be fucking, like, the four different matches those two have put on, I can guarantee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, match five will, like, it'll live up to the hype. I can't imagine fucking match five, these two super creative, amazing wrestlers will go, yeah, I don't know. We ran out of ideas, you know. But I am excited though. Again, now that Edge has won the title, because you know he's like, oh, because for one, I hope it's the end of Edge and Christian at least for now.
Yeah,
like just go your own separate ways. Just
yeah,
do your own shit. But
go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. But it'll open up the opportunity for because Edge decided he's coming back the TNT, the what is it, the open challenge.
Yeah.
because again, it is a stacked roster with plenty of fucking people there, mm-hmm. and like, why not? You know, mm-hmm. it's gonna help a Lee Moriarty or a fucking a Lee Moriarty. Yeah, I can't think of anyone. Or yeah. you know, or Brian Keith to fucking wrestle Edge. Yeah. Again, they don't have to win, but these dudes come out looking strong. Remember Kurt Angle used to these open invitationals. There's some fucking loser who came out and fucking, you know, in his red and black tights and said, I got ruthless aggression. And I don't know if anything ever happened with that guy. I can't really see him doing much.
He's very much like a prototype.
Although, you know what? I was watching this movie. Oh, that's a fucking good one. You fucking. Speaking of John Cena, I actually just watched Ricky Stenicki.
Yeah.
On Amazon.
So I still haven't finished it yet. I need to. But like, yeah, what I saw, and especially like, dude, the little fucking montage of him singing those fucking songs. Like, I love John Cena. Like, that's one thing. Like, the dude has never taken himself serious. I mean, as much as he has, like, he hasn't when it counts. Like, it's why, like, his one when he was on SNL that time, like, it was so fucking funny because it was like, those are always people that do great on that show where it's like, yeah, I'm here to play. You know what I mean? Like, you guys set up the rules and I'll just go with it. Like, I'm not gonna be the one to say, it's not for me, brother. Or whatever fucking, you know.
Doesn't work for me, brother.
Work for me, brother.
Dude, listen, coming off of Dune 2 and Ricky Stenicki, it's one of those things where it's like, man, Cena and Batista fucking blew The Rock out of the water. Like, as an actor, it's just one of those things where it's like, their movies, commercially, probably not as successful as, you know, the catalog that The Rock has, but, I mean, dude, Batista in Doom 2 and Cena and Ricky Stenicki, just two fucking things where I'm like, God damn, like, fucking pros. They have found their niche, and there are two actors, honestly, at this point where it's like, who's in it? Cool. That's it. I don't care what it's about. They're in it. I'll fucking watch it. Which I was actually going to send you a picture. There's this movie. Oh, fuck, you probably can't see it. Or maybe. It's called The Independent, starring one fucking Logan Roy and John Cena. Oh, no, it's fucking, it looks
holy
like.
Holy shit.
I don't know what it's about, but it's fucking follow the lies, find the truth. Brian Cox and John Cena. Never even heard of it, but like.
Sounds like a follow the lies.
It looks like it's some sort of political thing.
Yeah, or maybe some sort of journalism kind of thing, like they're reporters.
Listen.
Like he's Brian Cox is in there like, damn it, Cena! I need it on my desk by Friday!
You are not serious people.
just using all the same, it's not even, they just fucking cut lines. Like they just like
in some frames you see in the bottom corner of the HBO watermark.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of, they give
me the goddamn soap. Like, wait, that was from Super Troopers.
Yeah, he's in the outfit from Super Troopers. That's a scene from it's different aspect ratio. What's going on here? Kind of going back to you know, big names though. Listen, if you thought, and again, I have no knowledge of it, but in the last few months, AEW has arguably gotten the best women's wrestler in the world, the best fucking wrestler in the world, and one of the best up-and-coming wrestlers in the world, in Ospreay Okada and Mercedes Moné. There were a pair of contracts that came up this weekend. These two nice boys from the Motor City, you know, the Motor City Machine Guns, apparently are free agents in about a week or so.
Oh.
And it's like, dude, if fucking AEW can also scoop up, again, one of the best tag teams in the world, like,
yeah,
you know, and it's one of those people like, oh, it's already a bloated roster. Go fuck yourself. Like, you know what, Motor City Machine Guns? Fine then. Don't watch them. They're going to see Motor City Machine Guns versus fucking, you know, they're going to do the Bucks match. They're going to fucking, you know, like all the other tag teams in FTR. Like, yes, bring them in. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Like, bring them in. They can fit. They can figure it out. Tony will figure out where they go and stuff like that. But like the tag team division right now, I mean, for a while, has essentially just sort of been FTR and the Young Bucks. You know, but it's like, I know Ray Phoenix is still out with injuries, so like once he comes back, but there's, and I mean, listen, Pac teams up with fucking Penta all the time, or, you know, have fucking Eddie team up with his best friend Penta. Like, it's just, that tag division needs a shot in the arm, you know? And if you can bring in the fucking Motor City Machine Guns, yeah, I don't care. Listen, I'm not the one in charge of figuring out who goes where. That's fucking Tony's job. That is a job there. In the meantime, if you want to bring them in, fucking bring them in. Like, yes, I don't care. Yeah. They'll figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, we kind of talked about it last week with the introduction of the bracket, right? Like, it was just like, you know, like not utilizing BCC and all that kind of stuff. It's just like, it's, you know, it just kind of looks more the same. So, yeah, like, fucking interject some fucking new fucking tag teams in there.
And apparently too, Moxley is injured and has like a bunch of matches coming up in Mexico and Japan, so they're just like, hey, just take it easy. Oh, like, just okay. I think from what I read was like, they'll get the winners. I'm just like, yeah, sure, that, like, that,
yeah,
that's perfectly okay with me. You know, let's switching over from wrestling though, real quick, have you had the chance to watch X-Men 97?
I watched a little bit of the first one. You know, it was, I just got busy and had, I was like, oh shit, why did I start this now? I gotta go. and yeah, man, it was, I mean, it was, it's the fucking, the thing I watched 20 years ago, so I fucking like it.
Yeah, I, you know, it's funny, Screen Crush put out a like 37 minute video of recapping the first five seasons.
Oh, okay.
Which is good. It's a good refresher. Yeah. Like, so you don't have to sit there and go through everything. And it's like, it's funny because I think it's like by the fifth season, they like run out of money and there's like a different animation studio that does it. And it, like, it looks bad. It's it's not good. By all accounts, that last season was like not good. But dude, like, this, again, it looks like the old one, but it's like cleaner and it's, you know, it's crisper. And again, I was like, I was that target demographic, you know, I was a kid then. So I remember, we didn't have cable. So I would, the way I'd watch is, one, we had a VHS tape with two episodes on there, or it was two random VHS tapes with random episodes on there. But also like, Blockbuster would have random, you know, VHS's up there, so I would watch it. And then when we eventually did have cable, fucking, you know, take them all in, I was more of a Spider-Man the Animated Series guy. But, and they were all connected and shit. This is fucking good. First off, like, Cyclops finally looks like the badass that he should be, you know? Like, it's one of those where someone pointed it out, in X2, there's more screen time for the security guard that Mystique seduces and fills him with metal so that Magneto can eventually fucking rip the metal out of his body and escape the prison, where he's like, you should have killed me when you had a chance, Charles. Which in my mind, he says that every movie. He says it once. That random security guard has more screen time than Cyclops does in X2.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Like, and then they kill him off in fucking the third one. Like, they have just constantly made Cyclops look like a fucking loser, which is why that's just how I've always, like, you know, I'm like, shut up, you nerd. Like, this fucking loser. Dude, such a badass in this one. And I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm hoping that going, I mean, I would imagine going forward, like, if this is how the MCU is going to treat him, awesome. Like, you know, you have some, like, because there's so many Cyclops fans, and I never understood it.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I was like, what the fuck? A fucking loser that got cucked out every movie by fucking Wolverine? Like, yeah, I'm excited so far. Again, they've put out the two episodes, and specifically, I know. Yeah, like,
you saying that about like, yeah, I have a friend, like he's, Psych 101 on Instagram if you want to follow, but he has. He said he believes it's between him and I think some guy in Malaysia or something like that that has like the largest, probably the two largest Cyclops collections.
Really?
Yeah. And he's like, I know because we're always in bidding war. Like we've had conversations like, you know, about things. And like if we see something like, oh, I saw that, you know, they, it's cool because they actually help each other out. And like he's got a friend that has a Beast collection too. And he, you know, they're always like, oh, hey, I got this and it came with this. So if you want it. And so they'll like send a shit to each other. But yeah, man, he was, and I always kind of thought the same thing. Like, man, Cyclops, huh? it's like once it's, you know, and he's always like, no, dude, I'm telling you, he's fucking awesome and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, comics must be crazy.
Yeah, and I mean, I've read in the X-Men comics that I have read, I'm like, okay, yeah. Cool. Like, so he's not a fucking loser, but it's just every, you know, every version of him on TV, because even in the original animated, they were like, fuck, mm-hmm. fuck Cyclops, you have Wolverine. Like, that was his problem. You know, it's essentially fucking, it's also everything is wrestling, mm-hmm. you know, where it's like, well, why do you need Goldberg when you have Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's been very good. And I'm telling you, specifically in episode two, like, there's a scene with Magneto where, again, to me, Magneto always been one of my favorite characters. Like, oh, dude, it's so I grew up on, you know, those original X-Men movies for the mm-hmm. first three, and I think they're all, I enjoy all three. Even the third one gets kind of crapped on in hindsight. Again, the second one's my favorite, specifically because fucking Logan Roy is the villain. You know, it's fucking it's Logan Roy versus Wolverine. There's also a scene where fucking Pyro sets the cops on fire. Oh, dude, such a badass scene where they fucking show up to Iceman's house and his mm-hmm. fucking stupid brother calls the cops on them. Like, it's funny because people are always like, oh, like, they're trying to make it an allegory for everything. There is a straight-up scene where Bobby Iceman comes, like, essentially comes out as being mutant, and his mom goes, have you tried not being a mutant?
Yeah.
You know, which I'm pretty sure plenty, you know, there's plenty of gay people who can tell you like, yeah, that was the same thing I was told. Like, can you just try not being gay?
Yeah.
But.
Well, I mean, the director, I'm sure, was told that several times.
So, yeah. Yeah. And then like right after that, like they call the police and fucking they shoot Wolverine in the head. And Pyro goes, mm-hmm. you know, those dangerous mutants you hear about on the news. And he grabs his fucking lighter. He's like, I'm the worst one. And just starts lighting up cars. And again.
Yeah.
That. At 8 years old, I was just like, oh yeah, fuck him. But in the third one, there's a like, scene.
I'm gonna go down to the local precinct.
I was like, fuck yeah, man. This is fucking Pyro. Who he's coming back in Deadpool versus Wolverine. So I'm excited to see him. No, in the third one, you know, it's like they there's these three mutants, and one of them, her thing is she can find Omega level mutants, which is like the most powerful, you know, your Jean Grey, your Iceman, your Storm, Magneto.
Yeah.
And she's just like, oh yeah, like they all have these like tattoos. You know, she tells Magneto, she's like, yeah, if you're so strong, where's your marking? You know, and he's like, and he pulls up a sleeve. He's like, I can tell you this much. He's like, I was marked once and a needle will never touch my skin again. And he shows his fucking number from the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Literal goosebumps right now. And there's a very similar scene in episode two where tries to be peaceful. And I won't ruin it, but tries to be peaceful and they fuck with him. And, you know, it literally to a point where he's like, I can step on you and kill you like ants, but I won't. Out of respect for Charles Xavier, I fucking won't. And then immediately everyone's like, yeah, man, Magneto's cool. Don't worry about it. You know, because it's one of, like, it is very much that. Like, it reminds me of, you know, there's a scene in The Watchmen where mm-hmm. fucking Adrian Veidt tries to kill him. And he's just like, I've walked across the surface of the sun, you know? He's just like, I've seen galaxies, worlds you can't even fucking imagine. He's like, to me, the world's smartest man is no different than the smartest ant to a fucking human. Like, you can't kill me. Like, you fucking thought you could kill. And it's very much the same thing with Magneto, where it's just like, yeah, man, you don't, like, you don't fuck with Magneto. And so it's just, it's a very good show. I'm very excited for the next few episodes. And again, I think
I'm gonna have to check out that recap probably before I even pick up the other one. And or
I'll send it over to you again. It's like a quick half hour video. Also, by chance, did you happen to catch the trailer for Beetlejuice?
I did not. No.
It's pretty fucking, it's pretty good, dude. Yeah. It opens up with like a slow-mo. Because at first they released the pictures, you know? Yeah. One was like of Beetlejuice, and the other one was of the returning Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah.
The, you know, joining the cast, Jenna Ortega. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, the returning, what's her face? I keep wanting to call her Christina Ricci.
Winona Ryder.
Winona Ryder. Yeah. And then subtly, right next to Winona Ryder, Justin Theroux. And I'm just like, okay. Like, I think it was like Brody who posted it. And I was just like, what the fuck? Justin Theroux. Like, I was already in. Like, me and Vinny were talking about it. Who also, shout out Vinny. He went to a Horror Hound this weekend in Cincinnati. And he picked me up a Blair Witch Wrecking Fine collab shirt that they were doing. Yeah. I was just like, oh, I love you, Vinny, sweet angel. But what do you call it? We were talking about it. I was like, listen, Tim Burton is one of these directors. I don't care. I don't care what you say. I will watch his movies. I'll probably enjoy them. You know, like, he doesn't need to, he doesn't need to only make a Sweeney Todd or a fucking Edward Scissorhands, or a Nightmare Before, well, he didn't make Nightmare Before Christmas. The other guy did. You know, but it's like that. It's like he doesn't need to just make these fucking certified hits. Mm-hmm. Because I'll watch a Dark Shadows and I'll enjoy it. It's like, is it going to go down in fucking cult classic? Like fucking, you know, what is it? Fucking Attack on Mars? No. But, like, I'll enjoy it, you know, the same way that, like, everyone's always fucking, oh, Kevin Smith, he hasn't made a good movie since fucking Clerks. It's like, yeah, guess what? I watch all his movies. I enjoy some more than others, and he can keep putting out garbage. He could put out hot garbage, and I would go fucking watch it because I enjoy his art, you know? But I guess with this, it's one of those things where it's, like, all practical effects. No CG. Yeah. And that was one of the things where he, like.
Yeah, I just actually heard him talk. He was on the Fly in the Wall with Dana Carvey and David Spade, like their podcast. And he was talking about it, like, and as you said about, like, Catherine O'Hara, like, I think he even said in there, like, he's like, yeah, I wasn't going to do it without Catherine O'Hara. Like, she had to be in it or something like that. And yeah, like, I think that was one of the other things that he really pushed for was practical effects.
Well,
I want to be doing a fucking in front of a green screen.
Yeah, that was also one of Michael Keaton's things where he's like, I'm not coming back. Mm-hmm. It's going to be CG. And it's funny.
That's who it was on the podcast.
Oh, Michael Keaton? Okay.
Yeah.
Whose actual name is Michael Douglas. I think, it was like Nick notoriously, he didn't understand why fucking people loved Beetlejuice as much as Tim Burton. Like, he liked it, but he's just like, I didn't realize it was this big of a hit, which is why it took 40 years for there to be a sequel. And there was always like talks of like a second one. But again, to me, it's like, take your time. Cause the last thing you want is a Dumb and Dumber 2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just,
well, in fairness, that took its time too. And
but what I'm saying is it's like, you either revitalize the franchise like they did with, you know, either get a Jurassic World or Jurassic Park Dominion.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's put it that way, you know? And I'm excited for it because also like I was looking at like who else might be in it. Of course, they're like Johnny Depp, you know, they're like, he's in it. It was like, fuck yeah. Like, listen, I love Johnny Depp. I don't care what anyone says. I like Johnny Depp. Apparently Willem Dafoe, that creepy little fucker is in it. So I'm like, hell yeah. And then Tim Burton's fucking new hot wife, fucking Monica Bellucci, which again, it's like, dude, come on. You go from fucking like,
Helena Bonham Carter.
Helena Bonham Carter and Monica Bellucci? Fuck you. Yeah. Come on. Like, come on, dude. Save some for the rest of us. What the fuck? yeah, but they're also like in it. And it's just, again, it, like if you watch the trailer for it, it opens up with like this fucking, you know, it's like this like kids choir fucking singing, hey, yo, hey, yo. they want like bury that fucking you know
yeah
and it's just like it's at a funeral. And listen, since the movie came out, there's one person in particular they probably want to get rid of ASAP. So I don't necessarily know if we'll see Catherine O'Hara's husband in the film, you know. And I'm also curious if Gina Davis makes a cameo. Like Alec Baldwin has a lot on his plate right now.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily know if he cameoed, but we might have talked about it recently, but like I don't know what the last thing Gina Davis did was.
I actually just saw her in something and I wish I could remember what it was now, because I was like, oh fuck, Gina Davis. Damn, I'm gonna look that up
too. So she was in 2023, she was in something called Fairyland.
That's not what it is.
There she was. She played, then in 2020, she was in a movie called Ava. She was in Glow.
Glow. Maybe that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. I mean, because of that, she voiced.
Yeah. Was she the dude's mom?
She was Sandy Devereaux St. Clair.
Either like ran the casino or did something like, or she was always at the,
she did something, but I wonder if she'll pop up, you know, at least make a cameo and stuff, because again, Alec Baldwin's he's a little tied up right now.
A little bit.
So I don't necessarily know if we'll see him. But yeah, man, again, I'm excited. I'm excited for that because I love Beetlejuice. You know, I was lucky enough to go see it. Came like there's this small theater over by me, and I went to go see it like in theater proper. I mean, they're always playing it in theaters now, but it's, you know, like if they do, like I hopefully like some theater will do like a back to back of it, because I want to see it in theaters again.
Yeah,
that's what I see.
Oh, I'm sure that'll be a thing for sure. So. If coming out in what, the fall or summer?
I'm not sure, but
maybe it's June. Maybe I go watch that and then I skip work to go watch that and all hell on.
expect that September 6th. So
oh, okay,
you're fine.
All right,
you go see it for your birthday weekend.
Go. Yeah.
Drew, what do you guys got going on this week over at the Draft Pod?
We're doing a special Easter thing, so it's kind of like our newlywed game.
Famous eggs.
Yeah. Well, we've done famous eggs already.
Famous eggs part two?
Yeah. I don't know if we can squeeze another, you know, draft out of that, but we are doing it's kind of like the newlywed game, but we're doing something with actors. So we all gave 20 names of actors and actresses. We're spinning a wheel, and then we kind of, whoever's turn it is, like I would write down fucking, man, I got to think of somebody we
Mark
haven't
Hamill.
Named. Mark Hamill. There you go. Because I don't think he was on anybody's list. So, like, I would say, hey, this is what I recognize Mark Hamill from, and then see if everybody else guesses that same thing.
Okay, so you essentially would be like Luke Skywalker, the Joker.
Yeah. Or
The House of the Fall of Usher.
What was the Chronic
Simpsons.
Man?
Oh, yeah. Cockknocker.
Cockknocker, yeah.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. Well, hey, listen, if you are a member of the $10 and up tier on Patreon, tomorrow will be an episode of Scrump's Detective Agency, in which myself and young Drew here, we're talking about the Reddit lamp story.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because it gets very like introspective and dreams and like the Matrix and just are we in a simulated reality? All sorts of really fucked up things. So yeah, so that'll drop for again for the $10 and up members of the Patreon. That'll drop tomorrow. On Tuesday. Wednesday again, the episode of Music Box, and then Friday, tentatively scheduled, is the thing with myself and Raul. And yeah, man, should be an exciting week. In the next few weeks, I'm gonna be recording so much fun Patreon stuff. So yeah,
I wonder who would really enjoy all these things that you're recording.
Well, it would be the people who are going to take advantage of said Patreon stuff, Drew, because again, we do this all. I mean, one, I enjoy doing it, but also I enjoy doing it for the wonderful patrons of the show. And again, if you want to sign up, head on over to patreon.com/PWTcast. Again, you can sign up for as low as $5. At this point, dude, it's like 200 fucking movie reviews that we've done. going all over the place, honestly. Like, all over the fucking place. You name it, and we've probably fucking recorded it. But again, past shows. There was, you know, Power Rangers retrospective show that I did a few years back. The aforementioned Scrum's Detective Agency. Random horoscope readings with Vivian. random podcasts that we've done. And like I mentioned, you know, probably those the road shows with Jeremy that I'm going to force him to do. Listen, it's a fucking, I know it's only a fucking 10-minute drive to St. Louis, but I'm going to force him to fucking podcast with me because I'm not on the insurance, so I can't drive the van. I mean, I will if need be, but also I'm just going to force him to fucking podcast with me because he has no other option. So yeah, I might throw those on there so that people like Clifford Fraser, Jesse Kohlenberg, Joshua Davis, Neil Flanagan, Jonathan Mayer, Hot Topic Joe, Ryan Crossley, Vivian Urbina, My Godfather Jesus.
Shout out to Jesus.
Steve Feast, Rachel Sayarto, Lil Mark Hamill, Lucy Salgado, Lupe Dominguez, The Kings of Sport Podcast, old Fuck Goldberg himself, Darren Kissler, Steve Grossweed, and Chris Parkhurst. Again, you can join those wonderful people over at the Patreon, patreon.com/PWTcast. And yeah, Drew, that's a random things to say here at the PWT cast. So
I've been Scrump.
I've been Drew.
This is friend of the show, Kenny Omega.
Kenny Omega here, friend of the show. Unfortunately, we've run out of things to say. And so, well, we must bid you adieu. So until next time at the PWT's cast, goodbye and good night. Bang. Bang.